Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rays, the Jolly Roger in San Diego. Stay classy, Buccos. Winning 3 of 4 over the Friars and going 7-4 on the 11-game road trip.
You just play the games as they come. You try and win the first one, and then you can put yourself in a position to try and win a series, and you just keep moving on. Oh, we're going to savor the win the whole way back, trust me. We need to celebrate some things along the way, too. Then there's an off day, and we'll settle, and then we'll show up ready to go to work and get 2 bulk. Club's coming in, man. The Rockies and the Dodgers. It gets real again on Tuesday.
There you have it. Greg Brown and Clint Hurdle wrapping up a tremendous Pirates road trip through places like St. Louis, Arizona, and San Diego. Didn't think they had it in them. Three teams with a winning record came into this stretch with a single victory on the year against teams over 500, and here they are. They rip off 7 of 11. They take 3 out of 4 from the Padres, and we are at Seven Springs right now, Mountain Resort, where Chris just got his ass kicked in bowling.
It wasn't good. It was bad.
I just got the full accounting of what happened, and I guess the sales team and the promo team pretty much embarrassed you. And then you came and said that the lanes were screwed up.
Oh, no, not screwed up, just a bad oil pattern for yours truly.
Well, what's that mean, a bad
that
oil
means,
pattern?
That means a lot of oil at the start of the lane. And
Amanda
then,
from promo had a 150.
I know. She was good. It was good oil.
So she had good
for
oil
her.
For her.
Well, no, she just – I mean, listen.
You're blaming this on oil? That's your, that is your cop-out excuse here, oil.
Here's what this is akin to in sports. We knew that, you know, once I threw the first ball of the first game, I knew the field was wet, right? And I didn't bring my 5/8 inch cleats. I had bad cleats.
You sound like the Penguins complaining about bad ice.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying I didn't make adjustments.
I'm saying you should have come right out and said I sucked and made zero excuses for it and just – that was it.
Andrew.
Be done with it.
When it came to bowling today, I sucked.
Good.
I deserved to get beat. I did not make 9 strikes in a row.
Well, let me tell you what's on tap, Chris.
Humiliation of me.
Game of Thrones came to an end. So this is the last time you're going to have to tolerate our Game of Thrones recap.
Okay.
I'm going to let you play the role of Anderson Cooper in this discussion
and grill
today.
You.
Where you can just throw some questions out there.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I'll be prepared to do my best to answer them.
This is going
to
be fun.
The two of us were on TV last night with Josh Yoey, and TSN put out a trade bait list this weekend, and they rank Phil Kessel as not the Penguins player, the NHL player most likely to get moved this offseason. And Josh had some thoughts on that on TV last night, a Penguins insider from The Athletic, and we're going to share those comments and kind of debate what the Penguins should ask for back and what they should expect back for Phil Kessel if they do indeed trade him, which it seems like a fait accompli. That's What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads 15 Packs, now available in Sunshine, Daydream, and Bumbleberry. Chris, can you put the Pirates' great road trip in perspective for me?
So I'm going to do my best to, and it's good that they beat winning teams, right? You like to see at least they beat teams that are objectively good. The Diamondbacks still have their number. That doesn't feel great. I do think it says a little bit. You know, people always say in baseball, momentum is as good as your next day's starting pitcher. They had to go with the opener in a situation on this road trip.
And it worked.
I don't necessarily believe for a team like the Pirates that doesn't have, like, some sort of run of major success in championships that momentum is just as good as the next day's starter. You start the road trip by getting beat by 13 runs. That can have a lingering carryover. Do you agree with that? Like, it can. It doesn't always, but it can.
It could have because of the way they lost.
You get pummeled. You
to
get
Texas
humiliated
before the road trip started. They
yeah,
gave
Hunter
away
Pence,
a game
yes.
they should have never lost.
And then you get creamed.
Yep.
And so from the perspective of
that's how losing streaks start sometimes.
You're minus 13 after one game, and you've lost 2 in a row, and you shouldn't have lost the first of those 2. It could have gone real bad real quick. The fact that it didn't is a testament to a couple things. Guys giving them some pretty gutty pitching performances.
Yep.
And Josh Bell just being an absolute monster. And so I have serious – they were 26 and 17 last year, and I have serious reservations if they don't get more offense from more different places about them sustaining this. But I would be – I think I would just be a garden variety hater if I didn't give them credit for maybe when the season could have turned real ugly, turning it so far in the other direction. How can I not at least concede the point that they played very well in a situation where it would have been easy for them not to, and where few people, I think, expected them to?
From a run differential standpoint, they were still a minus 11 on this trip because they got crushed in Arizona the two games they lost, and then what happened in St. Louis to kick off the road trip. Yeah, I look at this week or this 11-game stretch like this. You know, when you go on vacation somewhere, like I'm going to Jamaica next month, and when I'm there, it's all inclusive. Just keep the drinks coming.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
the second I get off that plane, I want a pina colada in my hand.
Maybe a Miami Vice.
And I'm probably not. That's a combination of the daiquiri. And
oh
the,
yeah.
Oh, that's
big,
huge.
That's a big maneuver.
And I'm not going to stop. And I got the butler service. And I'm going to be eating ribeye steaks every night. And I'm probably going to put on 15 pounds.
You're going to debase yourself.
And if I'm lucky, I'm going to try to have sex every night I'm there. But I know that that is not reality, right? So you're in a
I mean, which part's the least realistic of it?
The last part. You're in a honeymoon phase. You're in a vacation state, and you're eating the way you shouldn't, and you're partying nonstop,
and you're kicking the can down the road.
But you know, like that lifestyle, it only works for like a week or two. That if you
it's like going to Las Vegas,
right?
You can't live in Vegas and try
same
to
thing.
Live.
You go
the
to
same
a that's another thing I might do this. That's another thing I'm doing this summer. Go to a bachelor party for a weekend.
Yeah, I'm going for an overnight guys golf trip.
You know
this
what
summer.
You're in for. You're not going to get a lot of sleep.
You're going to eat a ton of nitrates. You're going to bloat up. You're going to drink absolutely no
water.
You're
eating pizza, giant slices of pizza at 3 a.m.
You're going to be pounding Motrin and whatever
look,
at 3 a.m.
That's that's analogous to this Pirates road trip for me. Do I think it's sustainable? No, I don't. I still, the realist in me says this is probably a team that's going to finish right around 500, that winning over the last 11 games covers a lot of their warts that are still very much evident to me.
How many of those warts are injury related, by the way? Most or just some?
Well, the big one's Tyone.
Well, that's what
I
mean.
The second big one is Kella. I mean, so there are two.
And Williams.
And Williams, three. Yeah. They got three significant injuries.
You could remedy it. You could remedy one of them, possibly. You could try to ease the sting of one of the two starters with a guy named Dallas Keuchel out there. That's still going to be out there.
I mean, if you really wanted to get if you wanted to live in a complete la-la land, you could say you could remedy all three by signing Keuchel, Kimbrel, and Colin Keller up. And that would be like that's like
but
the
see,
dream
that's where
world.
I stop. But that's where I stop. I wouldn't sign Craig Kimbrel. I don't think, and I've said it, just so I can be consistent here and not be the guy, and I think you feel the same way, not be the guy just demanding that they spend
right.
money. Craig Kimbrel doesn't strike me as a smart use of their funds.
Well, Kimbrel doesn't want 1 year either. I think he's still stuck on like a 4 or 5 year deal, which is completely unrealistic because they've already signed Vasquez and they've got Kella under contract for a couple of years. But my point is, I look at them, what they'll probably do over the next few weeks, the additions or lack thereof, and they'll probably just float around 500. But that, like, I don't know, when I'm watching the games this weekend and I see Jordan Lyles go out and strike out 12 and Bell hit a couple more moonshots.
Keep the drinks coming.
Yeah, and they do something creative and fun with the opener thing on Saturday. That was different. It worked. You know, it was cool to watch them think outside the box and win a game that way to kind of get into the 21st century with some of the modern things that are happening with how you win games. You know, you're better off. I mean, the stats back it up. The Rays ERA with the opener is 3.97, and league ERA average for a starting pitcher is 4.15. So it's been an above average concept for them. They've got a winning record in the games that the opener starts, and it beat going to Brault or Kingham right out of the box in Saturday's game. So I appreciated that. The Bell thing is really hard to not get caught up in. It really, I mean.
Well, every time you think he's eventually going to taper off and level off, like, he has the reputation for being a considerably better hitter from the left side, certainly for power production. And then he's facing a left-handed pitcher, hits an oppo in a ballpark. I don't care if it's daytime or not. That ball still does not fly that well there. It feels like it's an impressive feat to hit home run. And then, and this is the thing that got me, the second of the two home runs, right-handed. Guy makes a mistake. Like, you can see it as the pitch is coming in. And when somebody's not locked in, maybe that gets hit hard, but maybe it gets fouled off or flat out swung through. When you're locked in like he is, the ball was barely off of his bat when the pitcher just turned and threw his glove up like, well, screw it. I can't believe I threw a pitch to the guy I'm not supposed to throw a pitch to like that. That one's fun because when do they ever have the story of the season like this statistically? And he's become
McCutcheon. But he was a notorious slow starter, and
he was the guy who would get the summer. He would get going. 2012 was arguably his best overall season, and it got kind of swallowed up in their late collapse. They have a guy right now. Like, I always get jealous being here when I see Bellinger or somebody like that starting so hot. I'm like, why can't the Pirates have the dude that everyone's talking about? Well, now everyone is. Deadspin's writing him up. Like, people are taking notice of the fact that the guy is crushing the baseball. And it's fun to have the Pirates, frankly, have a badass on their team. In the middle of the lineup, there's a dude nobody wants to bleep with.
Yeah.
Like, that is fun. I like that.
Well, and that's one of the things where they spent a nickel or two, and it went a long way for them. Everybody caught on to it, and now they're all slotted in.
The Red Sox got mad.
Yeah, all the picks are slotted in now. But the Pirates took advantage of a loophole for about a 3 or 4 year window. And they signed
a great use of $5 million.
They threw money at these guys who were picked outside of the first round, and the one guy who has now paid dividends in that regard is Bell. Because if they had just kind of followed the rules and gone by the book, and they drafted Bell and threw second round money at him, he'd be at the University of Texas.
He would have ended up getting drafted. He probably would have had a very good career at Texas, and he would have gotten drafted much higher and probably would have been not in their range to pick. I love that they did it. I love that it's actually paying off. Probably that's as a Pirates fan, the one thing that is gratifying is when they take these risks, and this is the antithesis of the Archer trade, I like to see them pay off once in a while. It feels like everyone else, I'm not going to use the word lucky, but that's how it sort of feels watching it. Like, why do the Brewers get Christian Yelich in a trade and then he turns into the MVP of the league? Like, it's fun to watch the Pirates have things break their way once in a while.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Game of Thrones, you know, mercifully came to an end last night. this show, the most internationally watched event that wasn't a sporting event like the Olympics or the World Cup, over 20 million people have called off sick from work today because of Game of Thrones. And I was there suffering right along with everybody last night. So I've got thoughts on it. Cam Hayward has takes. Vince had a take. So the Steelers were invested in this. I think Pompeiani and Roethlisberger watched it together, actually. I think those two cuddled up over a nice big bowl of popcorn.
Some hot cocoa, Game of Thrones, Jon Snow.
We're live from Seven Springs. We'll catch you up on all the cool stuff they've got going on here in the spring and summer months ahead. I'm Andrew Filippone. He's Chris Muller. We're in the Laurel Highlands. And it's the PM team on 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.